everyone. This is Julie Orange, and welcome to the Teacher and Leader Preparation Implementation Committee call. I want to start out with letting you know that the call is being recorded, and this is a working call. So all of our committee members, you should have access to be able to speak as we get through working through some of our agenda. I want to start out with the role. Vivian Posey, are you on the line?
I am, Julie. Can you hear me?
Yes. Great. Thank you. Alisa?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Susan? McEachin? Anna Blaine?
I'm here.
Okay. Carla Dawson Jackson? Erin Harrell? Kathy Bohm? Mark House?
I'm here.
Adriana? Carolyn Harrington? Jamela Jackson? I believe we already spoke. Henry Sue, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay. Susan Moxley? Gregory Atkins? Tamara Perry?
I'm here.
Great. Debbie Cook? Jason Driver? Brian Branks? Megan Pankowitz?
Here.
Beverly Slough?
Here.
Joe Joyner? Gloria Pelaez? Lance Tomei?
I'm here.
And Jasmine Ulmer? Anybody else just join us? Okay. We'll go ahead and get started. What we're looking at is the draft that the revised draft that was posted on Hope Street on Friday afternoon. I wanted to make sure that everybody had a chance to be able to review that draft. And basically, I wanted to explain where the feedback came for that draft. Your last draft was considered also the information that was submitted through the website, also the subcommittee information and emails that were sent directly to the commissioner. All of that feedback was taken into consideration, and department leadership took that information as well as the contemporary research on effective school leadership practices, and they used that information to reorganize the layout of the text, and they wanted to ensure alignment of the leadership standards to elements that are actionable at the principal level. And if you look at the structure of the revised standards that were posted, you'll notice that the guiding principles, those have been incorporated back into the standards, and what's at the beginning of the standards now are a purpose and structure to provide understanding to the users. And the hope here is that this will alleviate some confusion as to what these standards should be used for. Also, the standards are now broken down into four domains, and within each domain there's 2 to 4 standards. And you'll notice that many of your stems remain, and much of your work is also included in the revised draft. If you want to look at an example for Domain 1 for student achievement, you'll see that the theme of student learning as a priority and each one of your bullets is also incorporated into Domains 1, 2, and 3. And I believe Mark just sent an email, if you've had a chance to check your email, where he's done an action on alignment where he's identified the specific number of the domain and the standard where each one of these areas kind of a crosswalk that will kind of break it down in a visual for you. I appreciate that, Mark. We've done that kind of internally, but it was done just a few little bit ago, and so we haven't had a chance to get that out to everybody, so that was helpful.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to set the stage to give you an idea of where the changes came from and see if you have any questions or concerns about where we're at now with the revised standards.
If this is Eileen McDaniel, I just want to add one comment to this. I do want you to know that as the leadership took a look at the work, they marveled at what you had accomplished in such a short period of time, knowing that you needed to look at not only standards that were currently in place, but look at the vast amount of research that's been done in this area, the discussions that have gone on over the last few months. They were just marveled at what you were able to accomplish and valued very, very much what you had put forth as your recommendations for revisions to the standards. I hope that you can see that your very, very good, very, very thoughtful work is still embedded and very, very evident in these in this new revised standards draft that is currently online. But I did want you to make sure that you understood that your work was very much valued, and it's very apparent as we look at it today.
Did anyone have any comments?
Julie, this is Mark House. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I was just curious. I noticed that the diversity standard, which was cultural competence, the verbiage was changed in terms, I think, reflected as learning environment, and you know the references to cultural competence was not in the in that version. And I was just wondering, you know, was that a deliberate oversight, or was it what was the rationale for that? That's my major question.
Mark, there was much discussion around those terms, and much of the discussion wasn't even at the department level, but throughout the public comment, there was a great deal of comment across the state about those words, so it led to a lot of discussions within the department as well. What the department needed to go back to was the research in that area, the research in learning environment, and that was the pathway it took.
Okay.
A comment? Quiet group today.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Step? So can you outline next steps?
Yes, I will. Basically, what we're going to do next, I know you're aware that we have a call scheduled on Wednesday at the same time. What our goal is between now and Wednesday, give you some more time to be able to digest these standards and take a look specifically to make sure that they're attainable, observable, and measurable. Also, if you have any suggestions for editing or streamlining any of these things, if we need to combine any areas, if you'll make sure that you post those on Hope Street for reaction from the group. And tomorrow we have a rule development workshop, which we're going to be housing internally, and what's going to happen at that point, you can call in if you'd like to voice any concern for public input. That's at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and we will gather that input and bring that back to the committee for Wednesday's call for consideration for further edits. So you'll have the opportunity to reflect on that feedback as well, and then we'll need to make some decisions on Wednesday during the call if we need to incorporate any of those additional edits. And again, this time frame is building for us to get another draft so that that draft can go to the commissioner. And then with the commissioner's approval, that will be used as the draft that's going to be published in the Florida Administrative Weekly that will go before the state board November 15th. So we're really on the last leg of this journey. Mm-hmm. And we, again, appreciate everybody's dedication to this process. I know it's been quite a few calls and webinars and commitment face-to-face, and you guys have done an excellent job in making sure that your voices are heard and making sure that everybody's listening to everyone's concerns and really putting a lot of thought into this. So, again, we commend you for your hard work.
Well, Julie, it is I, Lisa. I just want to thank you and the team at the state level for going through all the comments that have been made, whether it be by the subcommittee, the public, and our input on the committee, of course, because I know that these standards now, the way they are written, are broad enough for the districts to further develop indicators based on specific needs of their districts. So I understand how the commission or the chiefs worked on this, and I understand the logic in this approach, and I truly thank you for being part of the committee, because this has been a great undertaking, and I know for all of us, we've all worked diligently on the content and on the process. So thank you kindly.
I do want to add that, you know, the public input part and your input is not ended yet. We do, as Julie has invited you to join us in tomorrow's phone call, if you're able to join us. It's not only just an opportunity to express concerns, but to add comment in support if you wish. We will not be providing comment back. Our position at this point will be continue to gather input from the public, and this is one more way to do it that's required through this public workshop, which happens to be done through a conference call. But we invite you to participate tomorrow, but you also may continue to participate through Hope Street or to also do it on the website where you can send an email to the department to express your concerns, add language, change language, or you can go directly to Julie with anything that you'd like to add. The input period is not over yet, so it's what you see here very well may change, but we'll be back in touch with you on Wednesday again after we receive all the input and let you know where we're at and get a sense of direction from you as well at that point.
Well, thank you. You sure made it available. It's been open and transparent on the variety of avenues that we have to express ourselves, and thank you.
Does anyone else have a comment to make?
Would someone email us the conference call-in?
Yes, we'll do that.
Sure.
Thank you. Me for tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, great. That would be wonderful.
To you.
Eileen or Julie, I have a question. The deliberations that went on within the department, were they recorded for public review?
No, Mark. I'm sorry, they weren't. It was discussions around several meetings that were held, and no, we did not record them.
Okay.
Julie, this is Vivian Posey. I just have a quick thought to put forward to the group.
Sure.
I know that we've gone from 10 standards to 11 standards, and in looking at the organization of this, what is something that, and maybe this is something for Hope Street to place there, but I'm used to working with the standards and calling them by name, and my students understand that very clearly. Some of the way that this is organized, for instance, in Domain 1, is the standard name going to be student learning results? That's standard one. And standard two is going to be student learning as a priority. Is that the way we're going to title?
That is correct.
Okay.
Each of those underlined areas are the names of the standards. And the domain one is in bold. Domain two is in bold.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or concerns? Okay, I will send out an email this afternoon with the information for tomorrow, and then at some point tomorrow, I'll send out the information for Wednesday's call so we're not getting confused on all these call-in numbers.
Good,
all right,
thank you.
Appreciate everybody's time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.